give us free. Give us free. We boss, we's don't have the same opportunities as those that came before us. So now we's got to lean into our blackness to make sure that we's gets our rights, because we's ain't sitting in the back of the bus no more. I's not going to the back of the bus no more. No. What year are y'all living in? What can't you do? I'm just curious. What can't you do? What freedom are you missing? What liberty do you don't have exposure to? What can't you do in the United States of America today? Because I know that y'all want to, we still shackled. Who is making you pick cotton is all I want to know. Give me a second. I just got a question for black people before we get into the next part of the show. Who's making you's picks cottons? We's can't goes to that's bathroom. Who told you that you can't eat whites only pie? Who told you that whites only pie was only available? Where y'all at? Who breeding y'all to pick cotton? Who making y'all fight each other? Who are y'all fighting each other now and y'all not getting paid for it? And then they giving y'all some women to go back and to soothes your wounds. Are y'all on Candyland still? And if y'all can't fight, then they gonna six the dogs on them. Emancipation Proclamation. I'm only 2/3 of a man. What freedoms are you missing that obviously bypassed me and allowed for me to become a millionaire in real time before my 40th birthday? I retired at 37 years old. At 37, I retired. I no longer ever had to work again in my life. My daughter's college fund was fully funded, and I had the ability to be able to live in a lap of luxury for the rest of my life at 37 years old. I am online right now, getting to the bag. Where can I fly? I fly first class all over the state. And sometimes, occasionally, depending on if I'm feeling real frisky, I might go private. My daughter drives a $100,000 truck. I just went and bought a brand new car yesterday, and I hadn't even seen it yet. And they delivered it to my place, and I didn't see it until I got home, and I still ain't drive it yet. I still ain't drove it yet. My daughter drove it back and forth to the gas station. I have a fleet of luxury vehicles. My watch right here, this little old Omega right here, cost me $10,000. I have employees that work for me. I go in and they call me Mr. Daniels. I can have any white girl that I want, whenever I want, and I'm not going to get in trouble for it. I choose to be faithful. I can go and get any white girl that I want, and nobody can do anything about it. I drive past white people, post-whites people all the time, and they continue to tell me about my privilege. I might even get hired before you because they got to fill quotas with diversity, equity, and inclusion. We just got rid of affirmative action the other day. Just a couple years ago, we just got rid of affirmative action. Y'all still running sins as a victim of the fix. What liberty? What thing can't you do? What school can't you go to? You got special universities that's dedicated to you, and they continue to fund it and put money into it, even though they're insolvent. Y'all was stealing from Deion Sanders. That's why he had to leave and go over to Colorado. Y'all couldn't even keep. Y'all had whole cities. Y'all ran white people out of whole cities, and then it ran it into bankruptcy, and y'all ran it like the mob. And then y'all still running in the Victim Olympics. Y'all just had a whole movement, Black Lives Matters, that was propped up in order to continue to get y'all to divest from y'all own communities and tear up y'all own cities and streets and paint red, green, and black on the streets. And you ain't never been to Africa in your entire life. I seen people in the 80s and the 90s wearing Africa chains that was made by white companies. The very people that I see on TikTok on a regular basis complaining about the white man be having a Amazon vest on and they be in there driving a halo right after that. Doop, 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 doop. White man still employing you even though you talking negative about him. Even though you talking negative about him, the white man still employing you. Give us free. Where is our reparations? Meanwhile, the migrants is walking in with size 12 shoes on. Oh, y'all want that job? I get that job. I take that job. Ah, we can take over whole apartment buildings. And we can bring in guns. And we can take their women. Bussing them down. What liberty, what freedom don't you have? We's need. And then they gave y'all the freedom to do whatever it is that you wanted because they worked together. The Freedom Riders was getting blew up on the buses. And you know what you did? I hate Martin Luther King. He the one that said that he might have led his people into the burning bush. We should have kept ourselves separate. Well, the whole idea of freedom of choice is that you can choose to do whatever it is that you want to do. Y'all the only group of people that can say, I only cater to my people and get away with it. If that's not privilege, I don't know what is. Because white people can't even do it. If white people only said, listen, these is whites only pies, you would have them on the news and y'all would be on TikTok trying to cancel them immediately. But y'all the only people that can say this business is owned by black people and we only serve and cater to the black community and get away with it. What universe are y'all living in to where y'all are telling me that y'all don't have the type of privilege that y'all have today to be able to get away with and say some of the craziest things about every other group and then don't have them say it back to you? You can call each other the N-I-G-G-A with the hard E-R or whatever it is that you want to. At any point, you can say some of the wildest things. I see women calling their own girlfriends, their own homegirls, B-I-T-C-H's, on a regular basis, but let somebody else call you out of your name. Oh, it's the intent. It's the intent. You can use the N-word whenever you want to look at it as a term of endearment to your own people and your own culture. And if somebody else says it, and even remote, but is you black? Is you black, though? Because I took that as a slight. I took it as a slur. The fundamentals is just all messed up. Somehow, some way, these people who have never experienced any form of racism in their entire life except from the bias and the prejudice from people that look like you, you're more likely to get robbed by a person that looks like you. And please miss me with the whole proximity argument. You're more likely to get robbed by a person that looks like you because 13.6% of the population is committing the majority of the crimes. But it's systematic. They reprogramming it. It's in the music. Who is this boogeyman behind the scenes that's pulling all of the strings? Who is the Wizard of Oz down there that's making you go and rob your own homeboy? That's making you go and take out these PPP loans for fraud? That's making you go out here and finesse and steal and kill and destroy? And rob people and do some of the worst things to the people in your community and then uplift the ones that do the worst things and then get so enamored with stuff that's not even relative to you while showing up, not being informed at the polls just to vote based off of identity politics. They really did a Jedi mind trick on the black community. They did a Jedi mind trick on the black community. The only people hurting black people is black people. And the fact that y'all even call yourselves black people shows me how ignorant you are to the things that's been promoted to you that ultimately you continue to promote to everybody else out of ignorance. And then y'all sit here and y'all call us Uncle Toms, you call us coons, you call us all of these different things, but we're the very ones that employ you. You don't even know who Uncle Tom is. You don't even know what his relevance is in the story. You don't even know your own history. You've never read a book before, but you use these talking points from the internet in order to substantiate your argument. The very people that are sitting here asking me if I'm FBA don't even realize that that is a term that has been made up to identify you and separate you again. And so when Obama then comes through and he says, oh, the brothers, all he's doing is creating more divisive environments that ultimately you thrive off of. Because you know what? You are a pookie and you are desperate for something that is negative. And if anybody ever presents something to you that's positive, you turn it off immediately. So now we got to put the medicine in the side of the candy just so you can take care of your family. Ain't nothing you ever did actually produced fruit. And all y'all do is look for a shortcut to do something that you ain't supposed to do so you can impress people that don't care nothing about you. And you still voting based off of identity politics, talking about this the 1820s. Ain't nobody thinking about you. I wouldn't enslave you if I could because you too lazy. I can't pay you to do your job right now. So why would I want to enslave you? You lazy. I can't even pay you to do what you're supposed to do, and you show up high to every job and every interview, hoping that they don't piss test you. Asking your homeboy, can I hold some piss real close to me and hoping that it passed the warm test so that they can certify it to actually be something that you pissed out of. You fear going and getting a piss test at your own job, and you worried about somebody asking you to go and pick some cotton for free? We know you ain't picking nothing for free. We know that only reason you mad at the migrants is because they getting it. That's my money. My ancestors died for it. So you can be parking a Cadillac Escalade in the hood on the lawn. Nobody trying to enslave you. Nobody wants your little dusty self. Get on out of here. Don't nobody want you. Ain't nobody checking for you. I promise you. When they go down a list of all of the people that they fearful of, you not on it. Hey, man, y'all know Quintavious over there? Nah, we ain't worried about Quintavious. We're going to have that guy making license plates in prison because he's going to rob one of his own, sell crack to one of his homeboys, to his auntie. Heard the rest of the crack at my auntie's house. Nobody thinking about you. Ain't nobody checking for you with your beady bead head. I'm going back to Africa. I'm getting me some wicks in my head. You ain't never been to Africa. You don't know nothing about Africa. If you went there, what they would look at you is, man, who is this? Who is this booty scratcher? Who is this booty scratcher coming over here? They don't even like you. They look at you as meat, as food. You ain't never been to Africa. I want to go in the bush with Dr. Umar Johnson and make sure I can hide out in the trees with the monkeys and the giraffes. You more likely to get enslaved over there than you are here in the United States of America. Go on over there if you want to. Barbecue is waiting for you in Haiti. Go land in Haiti. They running over here. You running over there. Go on over there and see what happens. Go on over there. My ancestors. You don't even know who your real daddy is. Talking about your aunt, my ancestors. Who your daddy? Who that boy daddy over there? His mama lied to him. His grandma lied to his grandfather. His mama lied to his daddy. He don't even know who his real father is, and he talking about his ancestors. You couldn't trace your ancestry if you wanted to. You can't go down the line. I could find out. No, that was your stepdaddy. Your mama was a single baby mama. Your grandma was a single grandmother, and she was busting down on a milkman. You can't even trace your own ancestry. You can't even get your own household in order. Your kids don't even listen to you. It's the white man's fault. Keep following all of these women and not even taking your real purpose in life. You are ashamed to call you a man. Forget black. That's just a construct in order to make sure that you stay divisive so that they can profit off of you continuing to hate your own brother and your sister on a regular basis. We gonna follow Umar Johnson to build a school. Your kid is 40 years old now. The same kids I was watching CJ So Cool when he first came out is what you thought you was gonna send your kids to Umar Johnson school. Peace and Pan-African, ladies and gentlemen. Peace and Pan-Africanism. It's the white man. He never married y'all, made y'all single baby mamas. And the Lord said you will know them by their fruit, and you still gonna keep on following them. It's our black leaders. Malcolm X said. Have you ever read Malcolm X's books? Have you? Have you read the one that his daughter wrote? I have. That's why I'm informed. So stupid. So tired of these people running in the victim Olympics. It's always somebody else's fault. It's their fault that they made you smoke weed. It's their fault that they made you rob somebody. It's their fault.